Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Big Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Last one of the week tomorrow.
Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Daily Dilemma. Yeah, as Niall said, if you want to get one into us, how can you do that now?
You can email talk at b102103.com or WhatsApp us while we're on air.
That's right.
Hi guys, can you please help me? I'm in first year of college and I made friends with this group of girls who are genuinely lovely, but they're fairly different to me. They're big GAA heads and so much so that they live in their jerseys. That's fine. I'm a bit of a formal dresser. I like nice sweatshirts and will be more of a Hoka girl. What's that?
Hoka.
Hoka.
Runners.
Okay. Than an Adidas girl, if you get me. I've invited the girls to my family home in Kilkenny on Saturday night. We're doing prinks and then out. My mum is insisting on being there to host. And we'll do canapes, even though I told her the girls won't eat them. My problem is the girls are definitely going to wear the GAA jerseys, even on the night out. They don't dress up ever. Can I ask them to put something dressy on for the night, as otherwise my mum will say they're not classy enough for me to be friends with, and I can't face that. What do you think?
Oh, stinker. I'd probably cancel the... God, like, that's... It just sounds like way too much pressure from your family, and pressure in terms of trying to change who your friends are. And you've said yourself that your friends are lovely and that you are, like, obviously happy to have such a good friend group, and now you're talking about asking them to change who they are. Like, I get it. If there's something that you're going to that's like a dress code and, you know, you're meant to dress a certain way. But at the end of the
you're
day...
You're going to visit a family home where mum's going to make canapes and then you're going out. I think you could leave the GAA jerseys for one evening, couldn't you?
I know, but it's a bit
awkward
to ask. Nobody wears...
Put on a nice blouse or something.
Oh,
you know?
You're going to tell us to put on a nice rig out.
Blouse and clocks.
Granny power over there in the corner.
Well, you know, you get what I mean. Like, if you're going
to meet
a family for the first time...
No, yeah, okay.
This isn't an overnight stay in a hostel.
I don't think I get, like, no, but at the same time, is that just who they are? Like, do you know, no, hang on a second. No, no, no. If a lad was wearing a jersey on a night out, you wouldn't say anything.
I probably would.
No, I don't think you would.
So you're coming to meet my mom to our house.
You've put a shirt on.
Yeah, I'd like, yeah.
I don't think you would have the same approach.
If you came in your Liverpool jersey or a GAA jersey, yeah, I wouldn't be hugely impressed.
We know people in here who go out in jerseys. There's people that we work with. Like, I'm pretty sure Brian, like, I don't
if
think...
If you brought friends to imagine to meet your mom and dad...
Do you think that Phil and Anne would not open that door and welcome anybody?
He wouldn't have the Kit Kats out.
He definitely wouldn't. I'm sorry. Like, if they're not... I actually am a little bit torn on this one, because I don't like the fact that your mom is going to say they're not classy enough.
Because
that's just snobby. Like, that's not a reason to say it to them. Like, if that's who they are and that's who they dress, can you really tell somebody to change their dress code for you because you're having a night with the mother? No, I don't think you can ask that. And I do think it will be different. The standard would be different. Like, I think if you go into a pub on a Saturday night, there'll be plenty of lads who...
Only if they were out earlier watching the match.
No, Niall. No.
They're not going
lads.
Out specifically at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night with a jersey
lads,
on.
Lads.
Unless it's County Colours night.
Lad, no, it doesn't have to be County Colours to wear a GAA jersey. What?
Don't say what. Your mum would be horrified.
What? Sorry, Amy, were you going to say
something? I was just going to say I kind of agree with Niall. Mm.
Okay,
if you were just calling in at lunchtime, you know, to say hi to Mam, grand. If you're coming to the house, you're staying there, you're going out, Mam is doing canapes, she's making a fuss. God, put on something nice.
Okay, my question is, have you not seen a lad in a pub?
You're obsessed with the lads in the pub.
I'm sorry, can some of the lads who are listening this morning, you're the only one that can say, would you think it's perfectly acceptable to go out on a Saturday night in a jersey or a football top? What do you call it? Yeah, jersey. I'm going mad.
All right, give
it
a thought.
I think it would be double standards if you say that they're doing it.
I think it's honest. A sexism row in where it's not needed.
I don't think I'm throwing it in for the sake of it. I'm trying to get to the bottom of the matter.
To know about the issue. 085-102-9103. What do you make of this?
I'm going to start with
this. Can I just, actually, before we get into the messages, just to say, because a lot of messages have come in a burst there. One thing we're all in agreement is that Mam's attitude stinks a little bit, and she is a bit of a snob. I think we can all agree on
that. Yeah, so I suppose that kind of would drive me in take on it, because I don't think you should be changing for somebody just because you believe that they're going to look down on you. And it's kind of like the girl is friends with these people who are lovely, and all she's focused on is the fact that, and that's hard if that is her mother's attitude. Let's start with Dara and Richie. Morning, guys. First off, I'm a huge GAA head and wear jerseys every day of the week, and nothing or no one will tell me how to dress. As for the mother, judge me on how I make you feel and not how I look. So be your authentic self, I say. Of course, ships are safe in the harbour, but that's not what ships are for.
Richie loves his deep thinking. That, you know what? You'll understand that in Balnabula later on today.
I look forward to it.
Amy was on. Morning, guys. By the sounds of it, they never said they were going to wear the jerseys. However, could she not just ask them what they plan on wearing? I'm sure they have a group chat. We girls always text into our group chat asking, what are we all wearing to something? So we get everyone's vibe. It's a normal thing to talk about, and it wouldn't be alarming to them. That way she could suggest what she's wearing to, or tell them she doesn't want to be the only one not in a jersey. Okay. Will they throw on a top and jeans or whatever, so she doesn't feel left out. I most definitely wouldn't approach them and ask them not to wear them because Mammy will judge them. Mam does sound like a snob. Clothing doesn't define a person. She would want to look at what type of friends they are to her daughter rather than what they wear.
That is the bottom line, really.
Also, Adam was on. I get what she was saying, but me as a fella wouldn't mind a girl wearing any jersey. I'd probably prefer it. But it's this girl and her mam don't like it. It's the girls that judge each other more than any fella, but I do think leave them wear what they want.
Katrina, I love wearing me county colours. Ask the mother to change her attitude, not ask the friends change the mother.
Okay, a couple of the messages. Paul says, there's a time and place for jerseys, guys. If I met a GAA girl for a night out, I'd like to think she'd get dolled up because I'm making the effort too. I'd never wear a jersey on the night out unless I'm watching a game with the lads, her house, and hitting the time I'm with her.
Trina said, we're forgetting the most important thing here. This girl has found friends in capital letters who are nice girls. I do agree that the jerseys might be a bit underdressed for a Saturday night, but who are we to judge? And I do, like, God, I think I can't say this enough. People like that in your life, like good friends, people that make you feel good about yourself, are the most important thing. They're hard to find. End of Trina's message. Sorry, I got sidetracked. I really mean that about girls. The fact that they are nice girls should be so much more important to you. And I really, really, really can't drive that home. I wish I'd come back to this.
Okay, here's an important insider view. Guys, I shall remain nameless as I would be well known. As a bouncer in Kilkenny, I can tell you, there's a lot of places they will not get in a jersey, as I know publicans don't look favourably on this type of dress.
Okay.
So Shona, no, it's not appropriate dress for a night out in Kilkenny. If you're thinking of wearing it to Uncensored Live at the Set Theatre on Friday night, no!
Should I wear a GAA jersey to the Set Theatre on Friday night? Okay. Should I wear my county colours?
Let's get a couple of the voice notes in. Let's start with Scott.
Morning, lads. How you doing? Yeah, no, just listening there, I would probably agree with Noel a little bit. Like, if you're going out, maybe kind of the local, you know, with the lads and you're watching a match or something or whatever, yeah, a pair of jeans and a jersey is fine if you're not going further than that. If you're planning an actual night out, yes, I would dress up a bit. And if I was invited to someone's house, knowing that we were going to go out after that, then yeah, absolutely dress up, like, you know, and I would leave the jerseys at home.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And Nick was on to us too.
Sorry to say, Show, I have to disagree with you there now.
Okay.
Men choosing jerseys to wear on a night out as a choice of a top, like, no. No, unless your team were playing that day, and like Niall said, they're wearing it throughout the day and then afterwards for a few drinks, yeah, grand. If you're choosing like a Liverpool jersey to wear as an option, as a top for a night out, no.
Okay,
a very healthy debate here on
Lots
Breakfast
to think
this
about.
Morning.